This is program number LW2123. Well, the man was too quick for her. She cried, "Please let me go," and tried to use a judo maneuver she had learned in school. But the man overpowered her. Hi, this is Larry West. In seconds, he stifled her cries with a towel he forced between her teeth. Then he tied it around her head. He pushed her into the back seat of his car, tying her hands and legs with rope. With her knees on the floor and her head on the seat, Wanda was in shock. What was he going to do with her? He drove around for a while. Then she felt the car stop. He got out of the car, grabbed her by the waist, and hoisted her out. She heard him fumble with a doorknob, then threw her face down on an old smelly couch. For some reason, her captor decided to take the blindfold off, but she still couldn't see him from her face-down position. Then she heard him go into another room. Quickly, Wanda strained her eyes to look around the room. There were empty wine and liquor bottles scattered on the floor. She listened carefully and heard the clinking of glasses and running water. She knew he was drinking, and she figured that this might be her only chance to get free. She was so afraid to try, but she knew that her life depended upon it. She tried frantically to loosen the rope around her arms. She worked and worked in a panic, and this time she felt the ropes slip down a few inches. She twisted her arms again, and this time her hands came loose. Quickly, she slipped the rope off her legs and ripped the towel from her mouth. Her small body suddenly came alive. She reached down and grabbed an empty bottle and then crept behind the door to the kitchen to await her captor. Within a few seconds, he sauntered through the door, heading for his little conquest. But he never made it to the couch. Wanda knocked him to the floor with a quick smack of the bottle on his head. He sat stunned for a moment, but then tried to get up. Wanda then kicked him in the groin, and he became a defenseless heap on the floor. She bolted out the door and searched for street signs. She couldn't believe it. She saw that she was not far from home. It was 1 o'clock in the morning when Wanda burst through the door of her own house and into the loving arms of her mother. She had no idea that a search party was out looking for her. Wanda got away. She's one of the few fortunate ones who escaped her captor. The man was never found. If he were, what would have happened to him? There are a lot of Americans more than just a little discontent about our justice system being too easy on violent crimes. While Wanda got away, too many criminals simply get away with it. Last January 6th, Dan White left prison nearly 5 years after he shot and killed Mayor George Moscone and City Supervisor Harvey Milk in San Francisco City Hall. A Denver man murdered his wife and then was ordered by a Denver judge to simply spend his nights in jail for 2 years. That's all. Two auto workers beat a Chinese American to death in Detroit because they disliked cars made in Japan and they thought he was Japanese, not Chinese. The men's sentence was simply a fine, $3,000. Two men who kidnapped, raped, tortured, and killed a Maryland student received terms making them eligible for parole in just 12 years. Clarence Bush, driving while drunk, swerved off the road hitting Carrie Leitner, a teenager walking to a church carnival, and with sickening force hurled her 120 feet through the air. Carrie died less than an hour later. Clarence had been convicted of drunk driving 3 times, and in all that time spent only 48 hours in jail. He had been arrested for still another drunk driving hit-and-run crime just 2 days before he killed Carrie. After killing Carrie, in a plea bargaining arrangement, he was allowed to plead no contest, resulting in all charges being dropped. Why? Who knows? Wanda was fortunate. The victim got away. The concern is toward the criminal. Too many of them simply get away with it. It's in the Bible that God simply says, a man of great wrath is to suffer punishment. If you deliver him, you will have to do it again. It's time we did a little standing up around here. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.